ABC Radio Australia.
Now, a group of sailors from Kiribati who have been stranded in Australia for months because their country's border has remained closed due to COVID-19 have had a career change. They've become fruit pickers in South Australia, making the move after spending 6 months in a Brisbane hotel, unable to return home after working on foreign cargo ships. Nearly 40 Kiribati sailors in total have been stranded here in Australia, while others have been stuck in Fiji, Germany, Indonesia and South Korea. But now at least 14 of them have been able to find work, as Eliza Ballage reports.
Takoya CMC is working 7 days a week picking blueberries in the Riverland. He says one of his first priorities has been to buy protective clothing.
What I need is for work, is my clothing for the work, this long sleeve and long pants, because it's very hot weather, but we need a very safe working clothes. It's a very hard job, but we enjoy this one better than nothing. Better than we stay in Brisbane, nothing to do. Our family will suffer when we go home like this. Very long time. We almost get 5 or 6 months waiting without any information from our country about our repatriation. Yeah, this is all the Kiribati seamen, not only us, but we have plenty more in the Fiji Islands. They're stuck there almost, some people, more than one here, yeah?
Kiribati seafarer, Takoya CMC. The men are staying at a backpackers in Barrie and say they're glad to have access to cooking facilities and recreational activities like volleyball. Nabaruru Katayabasi, who has been picking oranges, says his housemates from Vanuatu have been sharing tips on how to work faster.
First time we are very slow, but we try maybe next day, the next day. We try maybe 1 week, then we the same like the boys.
They make maybe 3 times double our pin. They give us some technique like this. You take the orange like this and just only like this, make like this. And then
just twist it?
Yeah, and don't hold the fruit. Because when you hold the fruit, it takes a long time. Because hold, see? But the boys, only 1 second, poop, poop, inside the back. But we tried to follow the technique, yeah? But very hard the first time. But we try our best because we like to work for the family. I have plenty of children, 6, 5 girls and only 1 boy. They miss me also, especially the wife. Yeah, she's bad. Come back. I'm stay for the children. But now maybe they happy because they get some more money. That is, I think they happy now.
Kiribati sailor Nabaruru Katayabasi. Mr. CMC says the shipping company he worked for has ceased operations in Kiribati after paying for part of the men's wages, food and accommodation for the months they were stranded in Brisbane.
We are working with this Max Line shipping line. Yeah, this shipping line already give information to our agency office in Kiribati. They said beginning of the year, no more Max Line dealing with the Kiribati shipment. No need more to bring on the ship, to employ them. This is a very big problem because after this coronavirus situation, it spent a lot. Even for us, we stay here when the company pay too much and too much loss. And the government didn't support this kind of situation. Very big problem with the company. That's why no need more our people to employ on their vessel. We have nowhere to find another job as a seaman. That's why we are trying to find a job here during this time.
While Kiribati still has its national borders closed, the men hope their visas, which are due to expire in January, will be renewed. President of Pacific Island Council of South Australia, Takini Tavui, says it's possible the men could be placed into the seasonal worker program.
We've had some superficial discussions with DFAT to be able to ascertain the best way. This arrangement or this approach has never been done before, but it certainly is something that we're exploring, and with the changes that are coming by April next year, April 4th, when the two programs will merge or will come under one department, which is DFAT, that should create other opportunities. So we are optimistic that that can proceed.
In the meantime, Mr. Tavui says he's helping the men feel at home.
The president of the Kiribati Association, she's a retired lady, and so she's going to be spending about a week or two in that facility just to help them settle in. So cooking for them, just showing them, you know, about shopping and budgeting and things like that, just to ease their transition into this new role.